We've got music on the way from the Eagles, but for the foreseeable future, let's talk movies. Yes, good morning. We're talking movies here on Radio Yorkshire, and joining me in the studio, as ever, the lovely Katricia Euphigenia Eloise Ma. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
A bit chilly in here.
The air conditioning's on 23 degrees, which is exactly what it should be. Man up.
Yeah, I can say.
All right. We've got plenty to come on the show this morning. We're going to talk some movie news very shortly. Look ahead to the big new film out this week, Grimsby, from Sacha Baron Cohen. We'll look ahead to the Oscars. We've got a few picks of TV movies of the week as well. But let's start up with some business we need to sort out, of course, which is clickbait. Here was your clip from last week. What film was this from?
All right, who's going to call this sucker?
If nobody has any objections, I believe I might be of service. Now, this will be a straight walk-off. Old school rules. First model walks, second model duplicates, then elaborates. Okay, boys, let's go to work.
Each before beauty code cheese.
Whatever. Whatever. We sort of gave it away last week. But that is Zoolander, the original Zoolander. So congratulations to Debbie in Batley. You have won the prize pack last week. How to be single prize pack last week. Now, this week, we have a prize pack, which is my favourite one so far. It's interesting to see what like film companies come up with. It's like merchandise. And this one is for the film Triple Nine. And there's a very clunky plastic briefcase that you've got. There's a T-shirt. There's a little notebook with a pencil, which is all very, very nice. But then you've got some walkie-talkies. Proper Binatone 8 kilometre distance and range walkie-talkies. These are quality bits of kit.
Yeah, definitely.
When we were up at Adrenaline yesterday in North Yorkshire, the guys that were running the place, they were using those very walkie-talkies.
Still aching. I'm still aching from it.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
It was tough, wasn't it?
Real tough.
Yeah, it was tough. So, if you want to win the 999 briefcase with the walkie-talkies in, tell me, what film is celebrating its 30th anniversary this week? And here's a clip.
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California. Less than 100 were made. My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion.
It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
Oh. Great film. But what film is that from? If you think you know, at @radio_Yorkshire, studio@radioyorkshire.co.uk, #clipbait, and we'll do a draw around about the same time next week, and you'll be in the draw for the 999 briefcase with the lovely walkie-talkies. I forgot what they were called then.
Yeah.
They're walkie-talkies. okay, Kat, let's stop some movie news. What have you got for us?
Okay, someone is trying to make Wayne's World 3 happen.
Oh, please let that happen.
It's an aspiring screenwriter called Trevor Schindler, and he's been trying to make it happen for 23 years.
Really?
Yeah. He's even got a crowdfunding project going, and he has managed to raise $535.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he wants to get
$535.
Yep. He wants to get $2,500 to get some outdoor advertising in LA,
right,
despite the film not being picked up yet. And the tagline will
Has he spoken to Mike Myers?
He said he can't get through to the fortress that is Hollywood. It's going to be Wayne and Garth in their golden years, although I think they're possibly late 40s, early 50s, so I don't know what he was doing with that.
It would be an interesting idea to see what Wayne and Garth were doing now. Whether or not it's got enough legs to be a successful movie, I don't know. But I very much enjoyed Wayne's World, Party On, Excellent, and Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World 2 did terrible at the box office, didn't it? So I think that's why Wayne's World 3 won't happen. But the tagline, if it goes ahead, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hurl.
That's the tagline that... You'll hurl. Mm. Yeah, that was the Wayne's World tagline.
Yeah, but he's going to use it again.
Oh, right. Is this guy... Who is this guy?
An aspiring screenwriter. Mm.
I think you probably need to go back to your job at whatever fast food restaurant you work at, sir. Because I don't think that's going to happen somehow. This is a real show. I would like to see Wayne and Garth. I'd see them again, wouldn't you? No, you wouldn't.
No, I'm just upset this man spent 23 years of his life to no avail.
It's a long time, isn't it, really?
Yep.
Got some Marvel Cinematic Universe news for you. Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, you love it. You love it. You're a big geek. Gwyneth Paltrow. G-Palt. That's what she's called, isn't it? No,
yep.
Maybe not. Maybe not. She is consciously coupled to... do you see what I did there?
Yeah, that was clever.
To Captain America Civil War. So, look, there's a fantastic cast list in Captain America Civil War, which we're expecting, of course, in the summer. On top of everybody else we know that's in there, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Sebastian Stan, Anthony Mackie, Don Cheadle, Elizabeth Olsen, Jeremy Renner, Chadwick Boseman, Emily Van Camp, William Hurt, Daniel Brühl, Frank Grillo, Paul Rudd, Paul Bettany, Martin Freeman. On comes G-Palt. So she's going to be in there as well. Pepper Potts, of course, as we know
like
her in
character.
The MCU. First popped up in Iron Man, appeared in a couple of sequels and the first Avengers movie as well. She's mentioned in Age of Ultron. She wasn't in it. But so she's going to be in it, I would imagine, playing Pepper Potts. I can't imagine her playing anybody else.
Yeah, I think it's been confirmed she's playing Pepper Potts now.
Let's just check that. Yes, it has been confirmed she's playing Pepper Potts. I'm really excited about Captain America Civil War. I think it's going to be great, really. All these Marvel films now are effectively just massive Avengers films and spin-offs of Avengers. So it's all good. It's all good. You just get a great Avengers movie every year now. It'll be good to see Gwyneth Paltrow in there. I do like her in there. I think she's good as Pepper Potts. What do you got next for us?
Rooney Mara is still apologising for Pan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
The Telegraph were asking her about it, and she said, I really, 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 really hate being on that side of the racial issue. Because she was meant to be Native American, wasn't she? And she feels really bad to be part of it. But she's still having to apologise.
Still?
Yeah.
After all this time?
Yeah. I think the casting directors should probably apologise, not Rooney.
Possibly, I would say. Might be a good idea. Of course, the Oscars coming up this weekend. No controversy about that. Oh, no, there has been. Yeah, a little bit. we'll look at the Oscars very shortly. I want your pick very, very shortly for some predictions. We want some predictions, basically. Okay. We're going to talk to the chief executive of Cineworld tomorrow about the upcoming Oscars. So I'm wondering how much of a boost does winning an Oscar actually make for a film? That's what I'm intrigued to find out. So, I think it probably would do for like films like Spotlight, and that would put a massive amount on their box office. Next up, Justice League Part One is shooting and starting shooting in April. This is great news. There had been rumblings that it might be in a bit of jeopardy. Really, Warner Brothers and DC though have announced that they are starting shooting Justice League Part One this April, and that's according to Zack Snyder. He's told Entertainment Weekly, the idea that we could begin to boot up a Justice League concept was a cool thing. It was a little bit of about time moment. I don't blame the studio for feeling that way because it's a long time coming, but I do feel like it's a bit of a creative hurdle. It seems like an easy thing to do at first class, the idea that, oh, we just get the rest of the superheroes in there, but you have to establish a world where they can exist. April 11th is apparently the date the cameras start rolling on this big team up, which is just a couple of weeks after the release of Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. So, as long as that does
Did you miss your chair there?
Did I what?
Miss your chair there?
No.
You look like you fell to the side.
No. I'm all right. I'm okay. It all comes down to how successful is Batman vs. Superman going to be, critically and financially? I think financially it's probably going to be quite good.
Mm.
I think it's going to do okay. But critically, who knows? Who knows? What I've seen so far looks good. But I think I've seen too much. I think they've shown too much in the trailers again. It's a bit of a problem.
It just doesn't appeal to me anymore, sorry.
Oh, come on, it's exciting stuff, Kat. Well, what other news is appealing to you?
Stephen King's It is finally going to be made this summer.
Yes!
But I don't think Will Poulter's attached. I don't think he is going to be the clown.
Oh, Pennywise.
Yeah.
That would be perfect casting, because Tim Curry played Pennywise, didn't he, in the older... That was like a TV miniseries rather than a big film, though, wasn't it? The first version. I've read the book, and the book's excellent, but it's massive. It's like The Stand. It's almost unfilmable, I think. It's difficult. And I don't think... There's for every good Stephen King adaptation on screen, which there's been a couple...
Stand By Me.
Short story. The short stories have done very well. Stand By Me, Shawshank Redemption, The Running Man. All these little short stories, they've been good. But the actual big, longer-form books... Misery, probably the only one, I think, that was really, really up there of, like, the longer-form books. The other ones, I've watched quite a lot of the versions. They're not that good. The Stand, who knows if they can do that right well. And It, I don't know.
I can't even think who would... Maybe Adam Driver might make a good creepy clown.
That would be quite a good one, wouldn't it, really? Ricky Gervais.
Only me.
Listen, now, I've got some news that is going to warm your heart. Pete's Dragon.
No.
Oh, Kat, you're as cold as stone. Why remake it?
Why?
Well, it's a live-action version. That's what they're doing. Well, actually, you know, it was a live-action version originally, but just with a cartoon dinosaur. But now, obviously, the cartoon dinosaur is going to be a CGI dinosaur.
And a dragon.
There you go. All right, but they're basically the same thing. Sort of. Pete's Dragon is coming back. We haven't seen much out of it at the moment, but there is a little teaser trailer that's online at the moment. As we know, the story introduces us to woodcarver Mr. Meacham, played by... Robert Redford. See, that's got a good cast in it, hasn't it? Bryce Dallas Howard's in it as well. Carl Urban also in it, and we're expecting it August 12th. It sort of sneaked up on us, this. There was sort of nothing about it until a couple of weeks ago, and then they suddenly put a poster up, and you're like, oh, they're making Pete's Dragon again. But then all the songs from the original Pete's Dragon, you can't find them anywhere on YouTube or anything now. So I think they've redone all the songs as well, so you can only get, like, the new stuff. I can't even
remember the songs.
No, I don't really. It's not one of those Disney films that... I mean, I remember watching it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And thinking, oh, yeah, that's great. But it's not sort of, like, stayed with me.
It's no Bedknobs and Broomsticks, is it?
No, it's no Mary Poppins.
No Mary Poppins.
It's not, like, one of those. But maybe this new one will be. Who knows, Kat?
Who knows?
What else you got for us?
Nothing.
Nothing else happening?
No.
You're quite right. There is nothing else happening at all. Star Wars. Here's your Star Wars news. Apparently, they're going to be protected, this is great, by a drone army. Right, yeah. Episode 8 is filming at the moment, and they are going to be protected by a drone army. Drones are going to be used to protect the secrecy of filming for Episode 8 in Croatia next month. They're going to use drones to intercept other... uninvited drones, which have been sent in to photograph and record scenes from the new movie. Local website Moz Croatia says Disney is also recruiting 600 guards to make sure nobody bothers the actors while they're filming scenes. Residents in Dubrovnik have been told that filming will start 9th of March. And if you remember, when they were filming scenes for The Force Awakens and Greenham Connum, loads of drones went over and shot loads of footage,
uploaded it
on social media. And so you saw, like, X-Wings and half a Millennium Falcon, and everybody got, like, ooh, a little bit of giddy and excited. Well, I certainly did, anyway. So there you go. There is the Star Wars news for this week. They are going to be using drones. Not the greatest Star Wars news in the world, but... we're just in a little lull of Star Wars news. But don't worry, there'll be more Star Wars news next week. Okay, big new movie out this week then, Kat. Big new movie. Sacha Baron Cohen is back with Grimsby. Which is, it seems to be the tale of two brothers who hail from the seaside fishing town of Grimsby. One is a secret agent, the other is not.
Target moving.
I'm in pursuit.
He's not MI5. We get our hands dirty in Black Ops.
Eyes on the target.
Who the hell are you?
Your brother.
Took me 28 years.
And I finally found you.
Oh, my God.
How about a kiss? I'm not on the lips. I'm not from London.
Yesterday, I'm having a normal day down the pub with my mates.
Here I am now, in London, with my long-lost brother.
Don't worry, it's bulletproof.
Don't!
We've got bulletproof glass.
Roll it up!
Ruin the mission.
I need to disappear.
I've got the perfect place for you to hide. Back to paradise.
That's your brother. Where have you been all these years?
I've been busy. Congratulations, by the way. When are you due?
I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat.
Oh. You sure this location is secure?
Trust your brother.
How do these people know I was here?
I put it on a local internet service called Twitter. No one will ever find you here.
This virus will kill a billion people.
I need to stop her.
I've lost you once. I won't lose you again.
Go help your brother save the world.
Follow me right.
Good God.
You're new to this. You'll need to know how to handle a gun.
Mix.
Gonna get one of these for the kids.
Will you stop shooting everything?
There you go, it's Grimsby, and it's the new one from Sacha Baron Cohen. Exceptionally bad taste, I think there's a lot of that in there. But that's what you expect from Sacha Baron Cohen, is it, really?
What bet did Mark Strong lose?
I don't know, but it's his job, he's got paid for it, so everyone's a winner, Kat, everyone's a winner.
Friend of the show, Helen O'Hara, has given this one star. Oh. And if Twitter's to be believed, she was receiving a lot of abuse for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for her. We trust her opinion, don't we?
I know. I'm sad because I loved Sacha Baron Cohen and the Ali G show.
Of course.
Where he outwitted all those politicians.
He's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But The Dictator, which I went and saw, that wasn't very good.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, that wasn't very good.
I did like Bruno, I'm not going to lie.
Borat was good.
Yeah.
It was quite funny. Let's see what this one's like. Now, of course, this weekend, it's the big night. Yeah, it's not the Super Bowl. But I can't not use this. It's brilliant. It's American. It's the Oscars. Don't you love this music?
This just reminds me of holding my eyes open.
Oh, right, really? Watching the football. It's not football. It's American football. But it's the Oscars this weekend, of course. And who is going to be taking out those big awards? We're going to talk to the chief executive of Cineworld tomorrow, get his thoughts on it. Best Picture nominees, The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. It's going to be The Revenant, isn't it?
It's going to be The Revenant, but having seen Spotlight last night...
It's great, isn't it?
It's phenomenal.
I really, really love it. But then you've seen Room, and you absolutely love that as well.
I did, but maybe Spotlight's overtaken that for me now.
It's a real strong best film category, I think. I mean, I've not seen Bridge of Spies. I've seen everything else, and I wouldn't be upset if any of them won.
Hearing about Bridge of Spies and seeing what I've seen of it, it's the kind of film that maybe would have prospered more 5 years ago.
Yes, I think you could be right. Sort of a bit of spy thriller there. But yeah, The Revenant, probably the winner there. Actor in a leading role, you've got Bryan Cranston for Trumbo, Matt Damon for The Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant, Michael Fassbender, Steve Jobs, and Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl. It's got to be Leo's time, hasn't it? That's what everybody's saying.
We might as well just give him medals, stripes, you know,
yeah,
knighthood, king of the world, because he's going to get it all.
Doesn't matter, does it, really?
It's not going to be a shock, is it?
No, so DiCaprio for actor, actress in a leading role. This could be interesting. Cate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson for Room, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, and Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn. It's Brie Larson,
it's
I think.
It's got to be Brie Larson.
That's an amazing performance by her. And a great film as well. So, Brie Larson. Yeah?
Yeah, Brie Larson.
We've agreed on everything so far, Kat.
I know.
What about supporting role? Actor. Christian Bale, The Big Short. Tom Hardy, The Revenant. Mark Ruffalo, Spotlight. Mark Rylance, Bridge of Spies. Or Sylvester Stallone for Creed.
Ruffalo. It's going to be Ruffalo.
I disagree. I want it to be Mark Ruffalo. It's not going to be Mark Ruffalo, though.
Do you think it's going to be Bale?
It's going to be Sylvester Stallone.
Who is he paid?
I tell you, it will be Sylvester Stallone. Hollywood loves Sylvester Stallone. It's an aging actor coming back. Remember who votes for this, Kat? Remember who votes for it?
The other guy learned how to box.
It's going to be Sylvester Stallone. I guarantee you he will
He learned how to enunciate better. Why does he deserve it?
Because it's a great film, Creed. Rocky is a legend. Sylvester Stallone hasn't won an Oscar for a long time.
There's
he
a
deserves
reason
another
for
one.
That.
Yeah, he's done a lot of rubbish films, but he's still a very talented filmmaker and a great actor, and he will win Best Supporting Actor. Mark my words.
I will mark your words.
Actress in a supporting role. Jennifer Jason Leigh for The Hateful Eight. Rooney Mara for Carol. Rachel McAdams for Spotlight. Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl. And Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs. Of course, Kate Winslet won for Steve Jobs for the BAFTAs.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to win the Oscar for it.
Well, if Rachel McAdams wins for Spotlight, controversially, I did not enjoy her portrayal in Spotlight at all.
She was
a bit hammy.
No one jumps out at me here. I mean, I think everybody's talking about Alicia Vikander quite a lot because she's had quite a few films coming out. So I wonder if Alicia Vikander might just take this.
No, Rooney Mara.
You're going Rooney Mara and Carol, are you?
Oh, no, actually, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? She's good in it.
I haven't seen it, but I just
yeah, no,
a
she's
punt.
Good in it. But I'm going to go for a punt with Alicia Vikander. Because I don't think she's really a supporting role. I think she should be nominated for Best Actress in that. She's not really a supporting role.
Okay.
She's the main one of the. She is the Danish girl, I think, in that film. So anyway, Alicia Vikander for me. There you go. The ceremony is this Sunday night, Monday morning, with Chris Rock. Could be interesting. We'll find out on Monday morning who's won. Yay! So that's the Oscars dealt with. Well, we're putting things to right here. This is good.
No.
Okay, let's move on to TV movies. Kat, what's your first pick of TV movies over the next few days?
Okay, I've gone for Film 4 tomorrow.
Mm.
Let the Right One In at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I did notice that, and I knew you would be going for that.
I haven't seen the last 3 minutes.
Why not? Too scared?
I was watching it on a streaming service.
And it...
What, a movie one.
Buffered.
And I can't remember. I think I had to leave the house for some reason.
That's annoying.
I think I had to take my hamster to the vet.
Great. Okay, right. You had to take your hamster to the vet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good excuse. My mind's going mad there. So that's on tomorrow night. Is that Film 4, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. My first one, BBC Two.
Yep.
Friday, 9 o'clock, Philomena.
I love this film.
So good.
So sad.
Starring Judy Dench and Steve Coogan, all about a teenager in the 50s who becomes pregnant in Ireland, sent to a home for fallen women. Baby's taken from her forcibly, sent to America to be adopted, and then 50 years later she meets a political journalist who helps her reunite with her son. It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Very, very heartbreaking, and a true story as well. And it's amazing. Some great performances, especially from Steve Coogan, who is so not Partridge. Just shows how good this guy is, I think, because it's a great, great film. I loved it.
I also find it really interesting how they used, this is really nerdy, they used yellow on the poster, and I just thought this isn't a mellow, happy film, really.
It's got some funny notes in it.
Yeah.
And Steve Coogan does sort of ham up on occasions, but Judy Dench is brilliant. She's very, very funny. It's just a great film. It's just a very interesting story. If you don't know the story of what happens during the 50s in Ireland and the amount of babies that were sent to America, it's an amazing story and well worth watching. What's next for you, Kat?
It's one I haven't seen before.
No.
And I've heard good and bad things.
Okay.
Again, tomorrow. Film
keeping
four.
You up.
Yeah, 10:40, Hellboy.
Hellboy, brilliant film. Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah,
I'll
just see it.
Ron Perlman as Hellboy.
Will Ferrell. Poor man's Will Ferrell.
Oh, no.
They look related.
He looks very, very similar. But for fans of Sons of Anarchy, which our illustrious leader Samuel is, of course, he is the leader of the gang.
He's
the leader of Sam Crow in Sons of Anarchy. Ron Perlman was brilliant. Really, really good. If you've never seen Hellboy, watch it. You'd really like it.
That's my plan.
Good, good. Okay, I'm going from film four, Saturday, 9 o'clock, The Impossible, from 2011.
Oh, I hated it.
I like this because I spent quite a bit of time all around that area in Thailand, but it's all about the tsunami and a family that gets caught up with it. Naomi Watts, Ewan McGregor and Tom Holland all starring in it. Mother lies injured in hospital. Eldest son ventures into ensuing chaos to search for his father and younger brothers. They're all separated during the tsunami. I found it really, really emotional all the way through.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I just thought the portrayal was weird. You had, like, 5 Thai people in the whole film.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay. I get that part of it. But I thought it was very, very well done, though. I really felt for the Ewan McGregor and Naomi Watts in it.
I always find things like that distasteful. I didn't like the idea of United 93 either or anything like that.
Disaster movies.
Yeah, it really happens.
Real life disaster movies. Yeah,
distasteful.
Fair enough. What's your last pick then, Patricia?
Oh, I'm going even happier. I've never seen it. I imagine you have. Sunday, ITV3 at 11 o'clock. Changeling.
The Changeling.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it actually.
Oh.
No. Yes, I have seen that. That's the one where.
There's a little boy that goes missing and then she
Yeah, I have seen that.
She has to go above the police, I believe.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good film, that. It's a good film, that. I like Angelina Jolie. She's good. My final one, 1982, it's from, okay, which is 10 years younger than me, bless them. From 1982, it's on BBC Two, Sunday. Two films on BBC Two this week. It's on at 16:40, that's 5:20 in the afternoon, Tron. The original Tron.
Okay.
And realistically, this is the film that started like CGI. This started like the computer animation revolution, all the way back there. If it wasn't for Tron, there'd be no Toy Story. Let's put it out there.
Really?
Yeah, no, there wouldn't have been. Because the technology that they came up with for Tron then got that basically set the ball rolling to what eventually came out of something like Toy Story.
Maybe one day we'll say. If there was no Avatar, there would have been no blah blah.
Yeah, probably not, though. but yeah, it's great. If you've never seen it before, it's all about computer genius Jeff Bridges, who enters cyberspace to prove himself an inventor of a stolen game. And it's brilliant. It's really, really good. It's fun. Perfect popcorn movie. And it just takes me back in time. It's better than Tron Legacy. Don't watch Tron Legacy.
I like the Simpsons parody of it.
I don't think I've seen that one for a long, long time. I don't think I've seen that. So there you go. So there's our movies on the TV. Let's quickly remind you of your clickbait answer. We are keeping you up today, aren't we?
Sorry.
It's all right. I didn't realise it was so boring, Kat. this is a great prize. It's a 999 plastic briefcase. Don't let that put you off. it has a notebook in it. Don't let that put you off. It has a 999 T-shirt. Don't let that put you off. It's got a pair of walkie-talkies in it as well, which are awesome. And only if you can tell me what film this is.
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT, California. Less than 100 when made. My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion. It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
Awesome film. It's 30 years old this week. That
Don't
makes
give it
you
away.
Feel
Don't
old.
Give it
I'm not
going
to give it away. Brilliant film. But what film is it? At Radio _ Yorkshire, studio at radioyorkshire.co.uk, hashtag clipbait, and we'll put you into the draw. We'll do the draw next week for the 999 briefcase. Congratulations if you're entered already. Well done. And we'll seek you out, and hopefully you may win next week. You never know.
Hashtag best prizes ever.
Yeah, it's a really good prize. These walkie-talkies are awesome. So good luck with that, and we'll talk more movies at the same time next week. The video version of this will be up a little bit later on, which Kat's really looking forward to recording because she didn't get to bed until 3 a.m. Looking forward to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's coming up a little bit later on. Once again, Katricia, thank you.
Thank you.